Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, May 23rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. Birthdays, retired boxer Marvin Hagler is 61 today. Lauren Chapin, who played Little Kathy on Father Knows Best, 68 today. Tennis great John Newcomb is 69. Joan Collins is 80. From Biographius Historius.
I finally have Blake and all of you exactly where I want you, and I'm not about to let any of you off the hook.
I don't think that people have the slightest idea of what Joan Collins is about.
She can switch to that Alexis character in a moment, but there's a whole different person called Joan Collins.
Evil is what makes the world go round.
I came to Hollywood, and they gave me the glamour treatment. I learned how to do it quite well. Still do, I think.
This day in history, May 23rd, 1934, 80 years ago today, Bonnie and Clyde are gunned down in an ambush near Shreveport.
The Barrow and Parker death car. Every one of these holes was made by the steel-jacketed bullets from the high-powered rifles in the hands of the officers. The officers were on the left side of the road, nearest the driver. Any one of these bullets would have been fatal to both. But after having killed 14 people, most of whom were officers of the law, it did not seem advisable to fire just one bullet.
Number one on the charts in 1964, the first of many number one hits from Motown Records, Mary Wells and My Guy.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my guy. Nothing you can do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy.
On the KETR events calendar, Saturday, the Commerce Church of Christ will have its first annual Dorcas Day. The event will take place in the parking lot of the church at 1900 Culver Street from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Dorcas Day is a giveaway rummage event for everyone in the community, consisting of free clothing, furniture, or even household appliances and electronics. No charges, no fees. Everything is free. The event is inspired by Dorcas of the New Testament, whose story is found in Acts 9:36. Also remember this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., a Memorial Day parade and auto show in downtown Commerce. Celebrate Memorial Day with Buck's Downtown Barbecue, 3D car wash and detailing, and the Tribe of Change. Food, music, and fun for children. Cars and bikes welcome. A $10 registration fee for cars and bikes. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from Joan Collins, who's 80 today. The problem with beauty is that it's like being born rich and getting poorer. Oh no, Joan, not you, not you. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review. Good morning.
Hello. How are you doing?
Well, very well. Runoff election for Delta County Judge is Tuesday. The candidates are incumbent County Judge Herb Brookshire and Jason Murray. Now, Murray had the most votes in the regular election. Is that correct?
Correct.
So we have the runoff. What's Mr. Murray's occupation?
He is mainly in the rodeo scene, farmer, you know, Delta County. He does a lot of cattle business.
So. Mm-hmm. So been around Delta County pretty much all his life?
Yes.
I guess, and of course, Herb Brookshire multiple terms as the county judge.
Yes.
What seem to be the big issues in the campaign?
I think just one saying they're from the county and one not from the county, but they're both have family ties in mm-hmm. the county. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big thing, people saying, you know, they want to vote for somebody who's born and raised there, and that's
important in small towns,
exactly.
And small rural areas. Yes,
yes, mm-hmm. And the taxes. You know, lowering the taxes is a big issue. You know, about how to make that work and make everything else work in the county. You know, while lowering the taxes.
Right.
So
now we have also some other big elections, not just for Delta County, but taking place on Tuesday. Another the runoff for Congress. between Ralph Hall,
yes,
and John Ratcliffe, who's the challenger, very strong challenger, strongest challenger Ralph Hall has seen.
Yes.
And then for state senate, the incumbent Bob Dole versus Bob Hall.
Yeah, the so, two Bobs.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. I hope that's not confusing to people. The Hall name may also give a little bit of confusion. So those are also very big elections on the ballot on
Tuesday.
Exactly.
Hopefully that will get more voters out. That's what we need, is people to vote, because that's what counts. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not just the county judge election there in Delta County. All right. We're talking with Cindy Roller, editor of the Cooper Review. Now, I saw a story in your newspaper here recently, very interesting, and it was a report that the Lions Club there in Cooper recently had on economic development.
Yes.
What's going on there?
We're really trying to push the economic development in our county. We're really getting the corporation, you know, working, and Daryl London is the you know, in charge of it right now, and he's really working with trying to seek out other companies to come to Delta County. We're getting everything like letterhead and, you know, a little motto and everything going for the corporation, and different ideas from other counties like Hopkins and all around to help promote our county.
So they had some brochures made.
Mm-hmm. Brochures have been made, and letters, and they've formed a steering committee that has made a list of highlights from Delta County, things that are really things that will attract other people to our county.
And said they had a list of companies that they want to target.
Yeah, they're really looking at companies with less than 50 employees, you know, maybe something that Hunt County and, you know, Lamar wouldn't want. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we can attract something like that. Mm-hmm. So
talking about tax abatements, other incentives.
Yes, exactly. And that was approved by the commissioner's court, and the city are all working together to help bring that here. So,
well, also, I see that the level of Cooper Lake is up, what, 6 feet?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. So
that's big news.
All of our boat ramps are open. So,
and all boat ramps are open.
Yes. In fact, I went over the road that goes across the lake, and I counted at least a dozen boats on the lake. So
really?
At one time.
Really? Yeah,
so
that's great
news.
Yeah,
that's the most I've seen in forever.
That's so exactly right. I have been out there, you know, at times, and it's sad to see those boat ramps 50 feet from the water.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
You know? So that is really, really good news, and let's hope that that keeps up. At least we continue to get some moisture. Now, tell me about, also, there's an event on Saturday having to do with a historical marker at one of the cemeteries.
Yes, Oaklawn Cemetery in Cooper. They're going to finally get there unveil their historical marker. So that will be at 9 a.m., I believe it starts. And then after that, the American Legion Red Henderson Post 483 will do their annual placing of the American flags on the cemetery headstones. So they're looking for volunteers to come out and help with that. They also do surrounding cemeteries as well. So it mm-hmm. should be a good little dedication.
The historical marker, I guess, is just telling the story of the cemetery, the Oaklawn Cemetery,
yes.
Basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how long it's been there? It goes back a long, long way, I guess,
yeah.
Obviously.
I'll have to do some more research on that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Longer
okay.
than I've been there.
All right. You told me also, and we're almost out of time, but there's a big show of some kind coming up on Tuesday, which is Election Day, but there's room for more activity.
Yeah, we're hoping after you place your vote that you'll come out to the one-act play, and they're going to be serving a spaghetti dinner and a silent auction, and it's going to be, I believe it's $10 a ticket at the door, and $5 for children, and it's going to be scholarships for the scholarship fund of Bailey Gash and Travis Rushing in the memory of those two folks that were students at Cooper ISD that both lost their lives. So.
Mm-hmm. And this is at Cooper High School.
Yes, it's the one-act play, and their play is called And They Danced Real Slow in Jackson.
Okay. Well, very good. That sounds like fun. And we want to thank you for having a cup of coffee with us again this morning. Cindy Roller, the editor of the Cooper Review, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.